Welcome back to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm really happy to have Michael Spreadborough with us again. Michael is the executive co-chairman of Novo Resources, and he has a mining engineering background, over 20 years of experience in mining, lead, zinc, uranium, copper, gold, and iron ore, and he has had roles across the scope of the industry from business and project development to operations and exploration, and he has held positions with some really big-name companies like BHP Billiton, and he's also Rio Tinto, and some major projects, one of them for sure, the world-class Olympic Dam mine in southern Australia. So he's really had quite an impressive background, and I think Novo Resources is really fortunate to have him as our co-chairman. Michael, thank you so much for joining us today.
Absolute pleasure, Jack.
You know, Novo, you've discontinued your mining at Beaton's Creek project for the time being, but it's my understanding that you do expect to restart it sometime in the near future. Could you give us an update on Beaton's Creek?
Yeah, it's a good place to start. So per our announcements, we curtailed or suspended mining in Beaton's Creek in September. We've now completed all the processing of the material that had been previously mined, and we've gone into care and maintenance. So that's the operational side. We've reduced the manning. We're really, really focused on reducing the cost base whilst we are in suspension. So in parallel to that, many of your people would be aware we put out a resource update for Burton's Creek. We were impressed with the grade of that update, but we were a bit surprised that the number total tonnes was a bit lower than we expected. And if people recall, that mineral resource had a cut-off date at the end of May. We've only just finished, literally 2 days ago, the last drill hole in the resource program that we wanted to do. So we'll update the resource again early next year, and we'll use that information to update the feasibility study. So in parallel to that, there's really two things we've got to do for Burt's Creek. The one is we've got to continue to work with government on the approvals and to really understand the conditions for mining Burton's Creek. At the moment, the environmental conditions are very, very cost, they really cost penalty to the project. We have to put all the waste that we mine back in. So whilst we might say a project has an 8-to-1 strip ratio, in reality, Burton's Creek is 16-to-1 because you take the material out.
Wow, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there's environmental reasons for that. So we understand that very well now. So we've got a team in the new year that are going to look at how we can optimise Beaton's Creek, because it does have a good grade. The mineral resource had a grade over 2 grams per tonne. So the whole focus now is optimising that. So we will do that optimisation work in the first part of next year in parallel to the approvals. And I think really importantly, in parallel to the work that the exploration team are continuing to do, looking for other resources that we can feed into the Golden Eagle processing plant. So the way I would say to people is we haven't forgotten about Beaton's Creek, we haven't forgotten about Nullagine Gold Project, but we're really out there at the moment focusing on how we can unlock value so we can return it back into production in a manner that actually makes money and value to shareholders.
Absolutely. Well, I know that you've had a stated goal, a corporate goal, of becoming a 250,000 ounce per year gold producer, and I think with a target of 2 million ounce resource, perhaps, and keeping those resources in play as you produce. Can you explain how Novo might get there? I know you've got the Nullagine area. That's an area where you've been working, but you've got a lot of other exciting exploration targets, which I'm really eager to hear more about. But how strategically, how do you expect to, and how do you plan to get to that threshold of 250,000 ounces a year of production?
We still believe that moving at some stage into production is better value for shareholders in the long run. Unfortunately, given the story of Beaton's Creek, you know, that's really put the timeline back a little bit, because Beaton's Creek had a guaranteed, 100,000 ounce type production rate, which would have been very good for that journey. So really, the focus, apart from what we just talked about, optimising Beaton's Creek and really looking at the economics of that going forwards, the focus has to be on organic exploration. And so since June, last year, we've really turned that exploration focus a little bit away from the conglomerates, focusing on, what we call orogenic gold. basin gold, gold that most people would be familiar in open pits around the world. So that story is really growing. We've got multiple targets across our 10,000 square kilometres. Some of those areas, like East Pilbara, since Novo had the tenements, the team has not had a lot of time to spend. So we've just had the team spend 3 months in Marble Bar looking at those tenements, and they will have some drill targets, you know, early next year, March, April. But the most exciting place for us is in the middle of our tenements, at the edge of the district.
Mm-hmm.
We've been drilling there since June, air core drilling, which is drilling where you're looking for near-surface soil anomalies. That's at our primary project called Besha. We put out early results already, which are really, really exciting. That program will continue to the rest of this year and into next year. So people should look out for results as we update every month on that program. But we're so excited that we've actually relocated an RC rig. So that's a rig that can drill deeper holes, and that work is going to start this week, next week, focusing on some of the areas that have already got good grades from the soils that we've got from the air core. So that probably shows how excited we are that we're getting in there and looking for drilling deeper holes to get good results, which we'll see later this year or early next year.
Yeah.
So Besha's prime target. It's really exciting.
No, go ahead.
And I was going to say, you know, if your listeners have got time, have a look at ASX-listed De Grey on the website. De Grey is just north of us. You know, they have 10 million ounce gold deposit or deposits, same type of geology. We're on the same shear zones. So really, you know, we could all hope we'll come up with 10 million ounces as well. But it just shows why we think Besha is very prospective and we're seeing the same indicators. So early days in that journey, but the fact that we're accelerating to have two drill rigs on Besha starting this week really shows our excitement of what the early stage work is doing.
Yeah, so that's the Hemi deposit that De Grey has, I believe, right?
Correct.
And yeah. And so your air core drilling is really more of an exploration, early exploration technology that you use to identify where the you know, the zones that you should be drilling more seriously, I guess, right?
Yeah, correct. It's a way for us to do blanket coverage across a wide area. And to put that in perspective, for Besha, we're drilling an area that's over 8 kilometres long, 2 kilometres wide, and we're doing parallel lines that are 600 metres apart. And even with that, to date, we've drilled over 20,000 metres of drill holes. They're only short. They go down to 20 metres. So you can imagine the number of drill holes that we've drilled across that area. And now, you know, with RC drilling, further air core will close in to an area. And per our previous releases, you know, we're focusing on a particular area that's probably about 2 kilometres by 2 kilometres. So it's a very big area.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You can hide a lot of gold in there. So exciting times, early stage, but good prospects going forward at this stage.
Right, and so just to be clear, you're drilling the same, I mean, you're exploring the same belt of rocks that hosts the that Hemi deposit, is that right?
I think the best way to describe it would be the same geological environment, similar shear zone, similar geology. It's an area that has been very limited exploration in the past. I think only 6 or 7 holes have been drilled in that area in the past. We're very excited by the work that our geos have done. So everyone should sit back and look out for results between now and Christmas and early next year on Besha.
All right. And then we'd like to ask you about your conglomerate projects at Karratha. I mean, you remember names like Purdy's North and Comet Well. What are your plans there? Are you doing anything there?
So in June, we announced that we're just going to put Comet Well on the back burner. Part of that was driven by this focus on exploration and geos being involved in Besha. But the other side was we're still doing work to understand the economics of the amount of gold in the ground versus the development pathway, I suppose. So we plan to get back into doing work on that area early next year, which is what we said in June. Our challenge is always with this nuggety conglomerate gold that we see at Perdies is how do you evaluate the amount of gold in the ground? And obviously that's important before we go mining because we do want to make money. So we haven't forgotten about it. We're definitely, we know that the ore sorting technology, mechanical sorting technology, works very well. So it's not a processing issue and it's not really a mining issue. Mining's quite simple. It's really just getting a good feel of the gold inventory in the ground before we make any commitments. So probably quarter two next year, people will hear more about Commonwealth and our thoughts of pushing ahead with that. We still own a mechanical sorter. You know, it's a Nullagine gold project. We still see mechanical sorting as a great technique for many of our gold projects as they come on board across the Pilbara.
Yeah, because if you can concentrate, you know, develop a concentrate and then ship it down to the Nullagine mill, I mean, that would make a lot of sense. And it seemed like a very promising development, so we'll certainly be watching out for that. 2023. I want to ask you, you've had some news about battery metal prospects, I guess base metals that might go into making batteries. Can you talk in general what your plans are for those targets and how active are you in exploring them now?
At the moment, we remain very active in the West Pilbara area, so that's up near Karratha. People might remember we've got this block of tenements which we call Perdies North. Perdies North is wedged between two ASX listed companies. To the south of us is Artemis, who have got a copper gold project. They've put out a resource of about 800,000 ounces. And then north of our tenements is Azura, which have already released nickel resource numbers. So we have a block of tenements in between those. We've been drilling in that area since September, once we had got Aboriginal heritage approvals. People will probably see more results come out on some of it. We've put out some results already. We'll probably see more results in the coming weeks. We've got a lot more drilling to do between now and kind of mid-December where we stop because of cyclone season. Ultimately, once we've drilled holes, we'll do what they call downhole geophysics. We put a probe down the hole and we use geophysics to help us target future drilling. So in the off-season, when we're not drilling because of cyclones, we'll do a lot of work to really think about the results that we've seen ready for a start-up of a project in March. You know, we're quite open about our long-term position on this block of land. We want to be able to delineate a resource, if possible, and look at a way that we can then divest or join that with other companies. We don't see ourselves as a battery metal producer. But if there's a commodity that we think we can make value for our shareholders on our tenements, we will take them to a certain position before we can, you know, monetize it. So we're excited by that. We've got two good projects on either side of us, very complex geology, but we think it's very exciting.
All right. And I believe your cash balance is pretty strong yet. It's certainly burning through some cash with all this exploration. But where do you stand now, more or less?
So we're around 60 million Canadian where we sit at the moment. We are obviously debt-free, which is really good. We do have, like everyone else, we have tax people in Australia and we have some tax bills that we have to pay between now and Christmas. That'll keep Santa Claus happy, but we'll be in a good cash position going into the new year, which will definitely support the exploration program that we want to do going forward. So, you know, we have been, I think, through an interesting journey, unfortunately, with Beaton's Creek having to be suspended. But the company is in very good position, cash, exploration's going great guns, lots of targets. We've now been able to do a lot of heritage clearance with our traditional owner people, the Aboriginal group, so we've got a good drilling program in the new year. So I think we're in a very good position going forwards. And the gold price continually remains strong, so good place to be.
Yeah, for sure. And if you get some exciting results up there at Betcher, who knows, the share price could start to take off again, and it would make life a lot easier for a lot of people. In closing then, I guess over the next 6 months or so, maybe summarize by telling our listeners what they should keep their eyes on. Investors are going to want some good news. Where should they be looking for it?
Yeah, so the key for people to look forward to First up, we haven't talked a bit about Victoria, but you would have seen last week we did a good announcement on Victoria.
Uh-huh.
That's looking exciting. So when we go into the new year, you'll see some more results of the geophysics there and also that leading into a drilling program. With the Pilbara, with three drill rigs operating at the moment, everyone will see new results come out quite frequently as they come through. So we're all anxiously waiting for those. We see about a 3 to 4 week turnaround for gold assay. Nickel copper tends to be around 3 months. So we do have that lag. And as I said, we will shut down drilling about mid-December and start up again late March. But in the meantime, people should see good results coming forwards. But definitely also look out between now and end of March. We'll be holding a couple webinars that allow people to dial in and listen to our exploration team. So I think we're in a good position. Lots of good news hopefully flowing through with our exploration drilling.
Excellent. All right. Well, we certainly have some things to look forward to as we start a new year. I want to thank you, Michael, for updating our listeners. We'll want to keep track of what you're doing going forward into the future. Thank you so much for your time today and helping us understand the Novo story.
Always a pleasure.